Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hide is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Here's the guesting Josh Newberg right out of the first break this morning. Thursday edition, so Berg will be with us. Top of hour two, Mr. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. And top of hour three, Dan Lust, sports lawyer, and he's been on with us a few times in the past, and it was chat with him just a little bit yesterday. Yeah, I have the whole Nick Rolovich story out at Washington State. He's suing. I don't know how far he can get with that lawsuit. I really don't know. I'm skeptical considering his location out there as far as getting a court to agree with him. And I agree with him, but the court, that's the ultimate arbiter there, and I don't think he'll have a whole lot of luck, but we'll ask Dan about that, and we'll talk maybe about the Jeremy Pruitt. Yeah, we'll talk about Jeremy Pruitt. He is threatening, his lawyers threatening to sue Tennessee over money he's owed. $12-plus million that he is owed, at least he feels like he's owed because of his contract. Tennessee fired him for cause, though, and of course, their stance has been from the beginning, we don't owe you a thing. And as you saw in the news the other day, the lawyers are saber-rattling. They gave Tennessee a date ultimatum. I believe it was October 29th, saying, hey, if you don't pay us by then, we're going to sue you, embarrass you, drag this thing out, and make you look pretty pathetic out there. I don't know... You never know about a court of law, right? But I don't think they have much to stand on considering Jeremy Pruitt and what the allegations are there. But we'll see. We'll see. I'll talk to Dan about that. That would be top of hour number three on this Thursday edition from the Strike and Spare Wilco kiosk location of the show. We've been doing this, I think, about 6 years. Yeah, about 6 years. We didn't just start the work from home thing like a lot of other people the last year and a half. We've been doing it for 6 years, the Wilco kiosk location of the show. I love it. Absolutely love it. From the F&M Bank hotline, you can dial us up 615-844-5600. That's right. 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And Facebook, Bill is King, or Bill King, I believe, and the Bill King Show. I think all three of those work on Facebook, if you would like to talk to us that way. And Yahoo, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Now. We had that Appy State game, Coastal Carolina matchup last night. Appy State, as you saw, won the game. on a short field goal at the very end as the game was finishing up to win it, what was it, 30-27. There's some ironies here that you probably noted too. That's Appy State's first ranked win, meaning win over a ranked opponent, I should word it that way, since the Michigan 07 game, which started the Big Ten Network. Our friend Charles Davis was on the call there. That started the wackiest year we've had by far in modern history. We haven't had anything like that year since. And I don't know when we'll ever get another one. Maybe we will someday. But the chalk still is prevailing. As Karen put it, maybe it's not quite as chalky because Clemson isn't producing right now. But it's still chalky out there. Yeah, it's still a chalky atmosphere, but nice win, beating Jamie Chadwell and Coastal Carolina 30-27. Now, remember, they were FCS back then. In 07, they are FBS now. But quality win, quality game, and remember, Brett Ciancia was heading down there for that game. It was heading down there for that game. So, fun wins, rare Wednesday night action. Well, sometimes you get those MAC games, but fun night. Fun college football night. I love it. The only time I don't like college football is, and I still have it on probably, but a Friday night, because Friday night is for the high schoolers. It is not for the college game. And that is the one night that if there's high school ball on, then I'm probably going to prioritize the high school game on a Friday night over a college game. That's mainly the only night. Mainly the only night that I would do that. Some games this weekend. Saturday night, man, that Notre Dame Southern Cal game. Now, again, I know it's not a national, I wonder who's going to win game because it affects the rankings. It may affect the playoffs. No, it doesn't have that cachet about it. I'm still interested in it, though. And Southern Cal, of course, has an interim head coach right now, and they are classically underachieving like they've been doing for many, many years. Notre Dame is a team that, frankly, if they do go 11-1, and I don't know that I would pick it because they're playing with a really low margin of error, but that game, and Jack Cohn starting at quarterback, they're going to play Tyler Buckner if he's healthy enough, which I think he probably is. Brennan Clark, one of the other quarterbacks we talked about, he's already hit the transfer portal. There are some games, though, that used to be really heavy, used to carry a lot of weight and don't anymore. Notre Dame Southern Cal is on that list. Alabama Tennessee's on that list. Now, again, Alabama hasn't done anything wrong. Alabama's done their part, but Tennessee has not. And Tennessee is a huge, what is it, about a 24, 25-point underdog in that matchup with Alabama. Tennessee will be lucky if that game is 24, 25 points. That's how much better Alabama is. And again, I've basically bragged on the Vols so far this year. I think they've looked, considering what Josh Heupel inherited, I think they've looked pretty good. They look like they might be a 6-6 team. Not real sexy for most, but not a bad year one considering on Rocky Top. But that game doesn't have the sex appeal to it that if you go back, historically, that game typically would. Yeah, it just doesn't. It's sad, too, because how many of you have real recollections of Tennessee, Alabama? And when that game looked close, and when that game actually seemed to matter. It just doesn't anymore. Couple of others, LSU Ole Miss. Yeah, LSU Ole Miss. That's a game that historically they played many, many years, many, many, many years. And LSU is usually the better team. And they're not necessarily the better team right now, even though they're coming off an impressive win over Florida. Ole Miss, LSU. Ole Miss versus Ole Miss, Evie is interesting. That Oklahoma State and Iowa State game also, I think, has some sex appeal to it coming up this weekend. The Duckies against UCLA. And, again, UCLA is a slight favorite. Pitt is a slight favorite over Clemson. Just to note the chalk, Pitt is favored over Clemson. What if I would have told you that in June? Yeah, what if I would have come on these airwaves June, May, July, somewhere in there, and said to you, guess what, y'all? Guess what? Pittsburgh will be favored over Clemson. You would have demanded a drug test. Me taking one on the air, you would have demanded it. Georgia Dog here on Twitter. He says, Brock Bowers versus Kyle Pitts. He says, maybe premature, but your thoughts. Bowers needs 353 more receiving yards and is five more TDs away from matching what Kyle Pitts put up a year ago, and he's doing it as a true freshman. It is amazing. Now, he's not the overall athlete that Kyle Pitts is. Now, he's a hellacious. Watch that big guy run in the open field. He is a big-time athlete. Kyle Pitts is a whole different level athlete that I've seen at tight end in college ball and quite some time. But Bowers, think about it. Everybody was in a big panic over what's going to happen. Eric Gilbert, Darnell Washington was unhealthy until here recently, and it hasn't mattered a bit. I mean, this kid right here is way better than anything I've seen out of Eric Gilbert prior. Of course, we haven't seen him in a while, but whatever I saw out of Eric Gilbert, which was pretty good. I'm not saying it wasn't pretty good, but he's not as good as number 19 right here. And they're not using Darnell Washington. Now, again, you may say Billy's hadn't been healthy. True, but I don't think Darnell Washington is the receiving tight end. This kid is. Yeah, I don't. Michael Mayer was my favorite tight end heading into this year, Notre Dame. And he's really, really good. He has not been healthy here recently enough to warrant seeing him catch balls, etc. Yeah, number 19 at Georgia as a true freshman is my favorite tight end. I don't care what your year is. What grade he's in, what classification he's in. He's excellent. Coming up, Mr. Josh Newberg. Berg will be with us, 24/7 Sports, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Just a couple of minor wrecks out here at the moment. Interstate traffic building already 24 coming in from Rutherford County up through the Hickory Hollow area. 65 still looks good as we check it out live. Southbound here on 65 through Madison. Watch your speed. I-40 East coming in from Dixon County, Hickman County, all the way up into Kingston Springs. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and exclusive always on promotions. They even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options, player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back. And if you don't win in your first bet, site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code Greg P. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Greg P.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hello, I'm Greg Pope.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spears.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leaper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Jess Newberg joins us every Thursday. And Berg, right out of the chute, a question on Twitter. What about the decommits for Florida State? What's up?
What's up? Two decommitments since the season has started. Florida State lost Alou Ba earlier in the week. Well, or was it last week? But he has since flipped to Georgia this week. He's an offensive lineman from IMG Academy. And then last night, broke the news on Knowles 24/7 that Trevion Williams, the four-star defensive end out of Mississippi, who kind of called a shot a couple weeks ago when he said he was reopening his recruitment and talking to other programs, told Knowles 24/7 that he is officially decommitted from the 2022 class for Florida State. So, yes, Florida State has suffered two decommitments in the past 14 days, but all things considered, you know, this class has held strong, but they're going to need to to replace Trevion Williams. Defensive end is a major position in need for them.
Were these decommits anything about the on-the-field presentation, or what was the problem?
Well, Alou Ba was being recruited by Georgia, right. So that's a problem. But really, with Ba, as soon as he committed to Florida State, he said he was still going to talk to other programs. He was always kind of on shaky ground. And then Trevion Williams is from Mississippi, Bill. We've been down this road before. For Florida State to land a quality prospect out of Mississippi, it takes Jimbo Fisher winning 12 games to land Cam Akers. We saw Charles Cross, the big-time offensive tackle out of Mississippi that Florida State landed under the Willie Taggart era, become a five-star prospect and promptly flip to Mississippi State. Last year, Luke Altmyer was committed to Florida State for a while and ended up flipping to Ole Miss at the end. Bill, I'm at the airport right now.
I was going to ask you.
Well, you weren't going to ask me. We started the interview, and you just came right out of the chute with some recruiting questions. I forgot to tell you that I was traveling to Chicago on vacation this morning, and I get a Twitter notification that I'm up next on the Bill King Show, and I'm sitting here at the airport. But
Jim and Jupiter, ask Berg if the Noles will be able to capitalize on Mullen's woes and pull in the best class in the state of Florida.
Maybe. I really never thought it would come to that this season.
Right.
But they really might pull the best class in the state. And I don't know if they'll necessarily capitalize, take recruits from Florida or land recruits because Florida's down. But what they are going to do is capitalize off the fact that Florida can't take over. Florida State had this same window of opportunity 8 years ago, and Jimbo Fisher made the most of it. Florida State landed number one recruits all over the place, and they won a national championship. And Mullen has the chance to put his foot on the neck of the other two Florida schools, and he just hasn't been able to do that.
We were talking about this some yesterday and earlier in the week. Nobody in the state of Florida, including the Big Three, is seemingly in the lead to take over right now.
No, but as it stands, well, no, I take that back. No, Florida State is. As it stands right now, and I know things change from week to week, and we could be saying something completely different in 4 or 5 days, but as it stands right now, Florida State is the only team in the state of Florida headed in the right direction. Everybody at Miami wants Manny fired. There's some question or whether or not Miami's going to do it. The U.S. fan base is starting to realize that Dan Mullen's not the answer. At least this week, they feel like Dan Mullen is not the answer at Florida. So as it stands just right now, Mike Norvell on a 2-game win streak, UMass, they're going to blow them out. It looks like Florida State might be the only team heading in the right direction, meaning they got the coach in place that they want, and they're taking the steps forward. Meanwhile, Miami and Florida, we don't even know if they got the right coach in place right now.
If it does indeed come to a conclusion that Mullen is not right at Florida, and that they won't do that this year, but let's just say in a year or two, what's next?
What's next, man? I mean, Florida's still a big time job. They're gonna hire a big time coach. You got to get. It's going to be another restart. It's how many coaches and how many years is that for the Gators? They're starting to become a place if Dan Mullen isn't the guy, because a lot of people thought Dan Mullen was going to go there and win a national championship. A lot of national pundits said that. A lot of people believe that all Mullen needed was this platform, and he was going to take it to where they needed to go. But he hasn't been able to, and they've kind of floundered. Meanwhile, Georgia is up, and Kirby's got his program going in the right direction. So I don't know where they go, but it's becoming a precarious situation because they're starting to churn coaches.
Georgia Dog says, Bill, ask Berg about Florida losing a top recruit yesterday.
Yeah, Shamar James, their top linebacker, top rated prospect in the class, linebacker. I think that the writing was kind of on the wall there with him. It was pretty evident that he was just kind of holding the spot. So I think the timing for Florida isn't great. The momentum moving downward for Florida at this moment with Dan Mullen answering questions at the press conference and the decommitment happening. And it's a bad week for Florida. They need a win.
Berg, any stock advice for me or the audience?
No, not today. I'm traveling today. I'll probably maybe get some Wi-Fi on the plane so I can trade some stocks, but I don't know. I'm not really feeling anything today. Well, we got big earnings coming up in the next couple weeks. I might start playing some options on those. You got any tips on earnings?
I'm pretty much not really exposed right now. I got some options on CEI. I went back in CEI and
I got some far out options. I'm not like January options, but are doing pretty well.
Yeah, I've got some November, so I've got a little cushion here. But yeah, you don't, folks, don't buy any close near options on CEI, or you're gonna, it'll go to zero. So don't do that.
Yeah, that's a fun one to get in and out of. But all right, Bill. Well, listen, my flight's gonna board here. I'm heading to Chicago for the weekend. You have a great day.
See you, man. Appreciate it.
Bye.
There he is. That is Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports, covers Florida State. Let's get back into this a little bit while we've got some cushion. Got a little wiggle room right here. Top of the hour, Chris Landry. And then top of hour three, Dan Lust, sports lawyer, and some of the items we've discussed, Nick Rolovich, Jeremy Pruitt, some of those from a legal point of view, what are their shots? I don't think Rolovich has much of a court shot. Now, again, that's not my world. I could be totally wrong. Now, I agree with Rolovich and his stance. I totally agree with it. But that's not the same as winning a court battle to get your money. Jeremy Pruitt, I think that's just saber rattling. I don't think either one of them is going to get their money. But again, we'll bring somebody in who actually does this for a living, who's going to know more about what goes on than I do in that particular world. But let's get back into this Florida thing. Florida is an elite job. The Gator job is elite. You and I have both seen it. When you do it right there, it looks like Spurrier in the mid to late 90s. It looks like Urban Meyer 06, 08, 09. That's what that looks like. You can be just incredibly special at Florida. You've got everything in place. And geographical advantages. Now, again, Bill, Hogtown. Bill, you ever been to Hogtown? Been there several times, yes. But your location is proximity-wise to so many players. It's a unlimited number of recruits at whatever position you need. Speed in particular, but whatever you need, it's there in the state of Florida. It is just a beautiful thing. But you got to have a coach who understands that at Florida, you can get the Johnny Five-Star like Alabama, Ohio State, and Georgia do. You've got to have that understanding. Mullen either doesn't understand this or doesn't really care. And it basically recruits well, but not elite well. They get good players that go into the NFL. Kyle Pitts is elite, right? So I'm not saying they don't get excellent players, but I'm talking about numbers. Volume is what I'm talking about. And Mullen doesn't do it. And, folks, I think we know enough by now, he's not going to do it. He is not going to do it. And therefore, they're never going to achieve under his leadership what Florida ought to be achieving. Last year, they won the SEC East. I mean, that's good. And played Alabama incredibly well, right? So they can look good. They can do some special things, but they can't maintain it under the current blueprint. And the current blueprint is judged by Dan Mullen. It's owned by Dan Mullen. And I think we're far enough along. We're in year four right now, right? I think we're far enough along to say they're not reaching the coveted promised land under Dan Mullen. And at Florida, that has to be the goal. Anything less than that is mediocre. Your goal every day ought to be, we are going to be in the national championship conversation at a very high level, and they're not. They're not. And I don't know where Scott Strickland is in all this. I don't know what the thinking is overall, but that's where we are at with this topic. Lake Norman Buckeye, Bill, I think the Mullen hot seat talk is premature. Well, yeah, they're not going to do anything this year to him. It is premature, but it's worth a discussion now because I think reality is really in our face with this topic. Reality was probably in our face earlier than this, like maybe a year or two ago, but it's only year two with Mullen, let's say 2 years ago. And you don't want to completely say, okay, he's not an elite recruiter, even though we were saying that. But you don't want that to be the end game because it's early. Now it's not so early. Year four is, that's a lot of data now. In this climate, y'all, that is a lot of data. Lake Norman Buckeye, Bill, I think Mullen hot seat talk is premature. One bad season shouldn't destroy your reputation. I still think Mullen is a good coach. Now, if he's struggling a couple of years from now, then sure, it will be time to move on. He is a good coach. Yeah, this conversation isn't about Mullen is suddenly not a good coach. He's a good coach. But we're talking about Florida. What if Ohio State, Lake Norman Buckeyes team is obviously Ohio State. What if in the Big Ten East, their most years, A, don't have the best talent, and B, they're not winning their division very often anymore. And let's say it's Penn State or it's Michigan. And the head coach there is a good on-the-field coach, but he's not signing classes like historically the Buckeyes expect to sign. And it's year four with that coach. That would be a monster problem. And, again, Ohio State's part of the chalk. Florida's not part of the chalk. Should be. But they're not. They won't do any. No. Mullen is not under any do this year or you're fired edict. There's nothing like that going on. It's just talk from people like me. But it's worthy of the conversation because I think reality is more, again, let me say it, in our face than it's been about this topic. Jim down at Jupiter. Bill Mullen's not getting fired this year, but his seat is hot. Gators are seeing what so many saw. I mentioned this, and I did not have one Gator fan dispute me. After this past weekend, Gator fans who used to always come to the rescue of Dan Mullen are not doing it anymore. That's how you can measure the mood. That's how you measure the climate right now. We'll get the break. Thursday edition. Landry at the top of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Pretty foggy out here in certain areas. Just allow yourself a little bit of extra travel time as traffic builds out of Wilson County down the interstate here through Mount Juliet, headed towards Nashville, 3300 block of Dickerson Pike. Still on the scene of that wreck, and that one had some injuries on the west side, 6900 Charlotte Pike. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep with the Sharks Pirate Edition. Coming up, check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats Hit After Hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive, Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
R&M Printing reminds everyone to please drive safely, sensibly, and defensively this summer season, especially around our parks and crosswalks. Remember, when a car hits a car, that's an accident, but when a car hits a child, that's a tragedy. This message is courtesy of R&M Printing, located at 7803 Lebanon Road in Mount Juliet. Trust their 30 years of experience for all your printing needs. From company logos to hoodies to t-shirts and more, call R&M Printing today at 615-453-5770 or visit them online at rmprinting.com.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Coach's hot seat out at Lake Tahoe. Says, Bill, the reason Dan Mullen is on the hot seat is he's 4-6 in his last 10 games, and with the Georgia game coming up, make that 4-7 in the last 11. Then he has at South Carolina, Samford, at Missouri, and Florida State. Dan loses to South Carolina, Missouri, Florida State, and finishes 5-7. He'll get run. I don't think that's going to happen, though. Wow. So if the thing becomes totally unglued, he gets run. I'm still not sure he gets run this year. I don't think they're going to lose any of those games, but no, they're significantly better than those teams. Best team they play might be Florida State after the Georgia game. Yeah, after the Georgia game. Royal Payne. Bill, sometimes it's about fit, and Mullen just seems like one shoe size too small. Florida would be happy for the NFL to take a huge flyer on him, would solve the problem. NFL's not interested in Dan Mullen being a head coach. We'll talk to Chris about it more, but they're not. Yeah, that would help out, but I just can't see it happening. Lake Norman Buckeye, Bill, I'm too young, but is Dan Mullen like perhaps Earl Bruce? Although I understand Mullen isn't well-liked and Bruce was loved off the field, but both were not great coaches. Good enough not to get fired for a while type coach. I wouldn't compare them. Mullen is a better X's and O's guy than Earl Bruce. So I would not compare them. Not bad to throw the name out there, though. No. Not bad at all. But, no, I would not compare them. You couldn't compare him to John Cooper because John Cooper could recruit like crazy. John Cooper was not as good an X's and O's guy as Dan Mullen. He's a better recruiter than Dan Mullen, for sure. Bama Mark, Bill, I used to think before Saban that it took years to see what a coach can do, both in recruiting and coaching, but I now believe that after the first year, you can see a portion of what's to come. Depends on the school. Yeah, all schools are different, and I place them in the categories. When a new guy gets to a school, I always determine what's realistic. How soon can you turn things? For example, Nick Saban in year 107 inherited a huge mess, and most of that year was just constant trying to fix stuff. You're just fixing left and right. You've got lapses, you've got problems, you've got personnel shortcomings, you've got poor habits that you inherited. You've got all kinds of just things that are constantly needing fixed. And that whole year was basically doing that. You could tell in 08 immediately, and wasn't that the Clemson opener? You could tell immediately in one season that 08 group was totally different than 07. Remember how stark, let me think of the right words, how immediate, right when you saw them in 08, that you noticed they have flipped this thing fast. That 08 team, y'all, was good enough to win a national championship. 1 year later, now they ran into Tim Tebow in the SEC championship game. Played well, too. Yeah, played well in that game. But not good enough that year to get by that game. Florida goes on to play Oklahoma in the championship down in Miami Gardens. We were there. The show was there for that. And it was... That's one of the quickest I've seen things flip. Now, you may say, what about Urban Meyer year two? They won a natty. But personnel was not a problem. My boy, the Zucker, signed lots of good players. He just couldn't coach them to the level they needed. And Urban Meyer took that thing fast. Flipped it fast. Stoopsie flipped it fast. The sweater vest flipped it fast. But those jobs like that, those are not typical. That's not, for most everybody out there, that is not realistic. What's the stat on Stoopsy at Kentucky? Didn't he start like 12-26? And look at him now. That's a job you're not going to flip fast, if flip at all. And you better know when to hold your cards and not get happy trigger fingers, right, with him. That was the right move there. It's folks, it is a very careful balancing act. That's why most fail at it. Yeah, most absolutely fail at it. Okay. We'll get one more break here. Chris Landry coming up, top of hour two. Dan Lust, top of hour three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Pretty foggy out here in certain areas. Just allow yourself a little bit of extra travel time as traffic builds out of Wilson County down the interstate here through Mount Juliet, headed towards Nashville, 3300 block of Dickerson Pike. Still on the scene of that wreck, and that one had some injuries on the west side, 6900 Charlotte Pike. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep with the Sharks Pirate Edition. Coming up, check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
NFL tonight, the Broncos at the Browns, Cleveland a two-point favorite at home, the over-under 41. On Sunday, the Titans at home against the Chiefs, Tennessee a 5.5-point underdog, the over-under 57.5. College football, Tennessee will be on the road against fourth-ranked Alabama Saturday night. The Volunteers big underdogs, plus 25, the over-under 67. Meanwhile, Vanderbilt hosting Mississippi State Saturday afternoon. The Commodores a 20.5-point home underdog, the over-under 52. NLCS Game 5 tonight in Los Angeles, Max Fried on the mound for the Braves. The Dodgers had not made a decision as of early this morning. Atlanta plus 130 on the money line. The Dodgers minus 140. The over-under 8. Braves 1-1 away from the National League pennant. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle. Mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text TIGER to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text TIGER to 321-321 right now. Text TIGER to 321-321. That's TIGER to 321-321.
Five-state forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers likely, thunderstorms possible as well. Cloudy skies, 76 will be the high. For tonight, partly cloudy, 49. Sunshine returns for Friday, highs in the upper 60s. Friday night clear, 48. Saturday sunshine, high 74. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
Also, this is interesting. Johnny Vegas points this out down on the Emerald Coast. Since Nick Saban got hired in the SEC, now this is strictly the SEC, in 07, his first year, there have been, I counted this up, 51 head coaching hires in the rest of the SEC. If you count them all up, 51. Arkansas and Tennessee have gone through six, are on their, unless, let me rephrase that, they're on their sixth head coach since Nick Saban got hired. Auburn, 4. Ole Miss, 5. Two teams are only on their second head coach since Nick Saban got hired in the SEC. Georgia, Mark Rick, Kirby Smart. Now, you could say, really, LSU's only two. It's Les Miles, Coach O. Now, we all know the Coach O news here recently. But they don't have their new guy yet. So Georgia and LSU with two coaches, that's by far the fewest. Tennessee and Arkansas with six. Vanderbilt with five. Now, again, A&M wasn't in the league in 07, but they're on their fourth. Now, not all these are applicable, but how about that for a stat? Kip up in D.C. What's up, sir?
What's up, Bill? What examples do we have of we got Dabo having a high Chad Morris and that kind of flip, you know, after a few years with the Clemson program. What examples do we have where a guy has to, you know, bring in a defensive coordinator / A-list recruiter to kind of flip this thing?
On a Florida level, I don't really – I can't think of any.
Yeah, he might have to pull off a first. Yeah, my fear is, you know, this thing could get real Clay Helton-ish real quick. I mean, you know, if he does well enough just to tread water, like, you know, another 9-3 or 10-2 type year even next year. I mean, you know, that's the biggest fear. You're walking up to that line, but you're just not able to punch through, which may be his ceiling, and you know, that's kind of the worry here. One of the more ingenious things, though, is if guys take a look at the way that buyout for Mullen is structured. Scott Pittman actually did an excellent job with that. It's like it can't go over $12 million, and it's the lesser of what, you know, of the two numbers, whatever's left on the contract, and then $12 million. So, you know, getting rid of him is not going to be an issue if it ever comes to it. But yeah, some things have got to change. I mean, I've been sitting here trying to think of who would be like the home run defensive coordinator hire. I don't Georgia Tech's about to move from bring, you know, Jeff Collins, and we can get Jeff Collins back, but I don't know what's out there, Bill. I mean, Marcus Freeman's not leaving Notre Dame after 1 year, I don't suspect.
If he leaves, it's probably as a head coach, and I think he's more of a Midwest guy. Remember, he turned down LSU. LSU thought they had him.
Well, he saw the writing on the wall there.
Might have. Yeah,
he made a better decision. He made a better decision. If you had to make that hire today, who would you look to? Who would you hire?
Oh, Clark Lee. He's nah.
Can Clark Lee recruit? Because I thought about him. I know D-Mace has a job already, but
right.
I mean, we know they get X and O on defense, but can they? You know, because this next guy has to not only. I mean, yeah, he has to be better than Grantham from an X and O standpoint, but him and his defensive staff that he brings in, you're talking about, I mean, they got to be some trailblazers. I mean, I'm talking about such an upgrade in recruiting is needed. It's crazy.
Agreed. Yeah, I don't know who – and there's good coordinators out there. I mean, I'm not suggesting otherwise, but I don't know who he would target right now. And – heck, right now, I don't even know if he's targeting anybody.
You never know. Yeah, he's got to change some of his ways, too, because it seems like I've noticed, and I don't know if anybody else in the audience from Gator Nation has noticed, but the past couple of years, it seems like he I don't want to say disrespect some opponents, but it seems like he has these schemes he devises, but he wants to hold them back. Like, he holds certain things back for, like, a Bama game or a Georgia game, when you're not recruiting the Jimmys and the Joes well enough for you to hold them in your back pocket. When we face, you know, your Kentuckys and certain other teams, but you got a, you know, you got a more, you know, it's a more competitive game than what you would really expect. So, you know, I don't know. You look at the LSU game last year, LSU game this year, I mean, the holding back of Richardson, you know, holding back some of the players in last year's LSU game, and I just don't get it. But he has to have he's getting some comeuppance, and he's you got to change some of the ways. But I hear the music, Bill. I'll give you a holler.
Appreciate it, man.
See what Chris thinks about what he's
doing. I will.
From the defensive standpoint. Thanks.
Yeah, I will. Appreciate the call. Kip up in D.C. Chris Landry coming up after this top of the hour break. Thursday edition, Omni, Nashville Hotel.